Pete and Kimber.
Mix 94.5.
Now, last night, an interesting night last night. Here are reports that Aqua, being in town, meant to play RAC Arena, ended up playing Metro City, came out on stage and there was a bit of drama. Of course, you know, for Barbie Girl, Dr. Jones. Now, Shelby here works at Mix 94.5 with us, and you were there last night. Take us through what happened.
So, they got on stage at 9 p.m. I knew that they were off to a bad start when the screen behind them said, "Hello, Adelaide."
Oh, no.
So, instantly bad. To be fair, their first song was Cartoon Heroes, and you know what? A vibe. Loved it. However, as soon as the song ended, I mean, you could see that the main woman in it was taking her headpiece in and out throughout the song, but it didn't seem like a huge issue.
This is Lean.
Yes.
So Lenny.
She walks off.
Yep.
But she's the lead singer, so they have to continue without her. They're like floundering. The main guy is walking up to everyone, trying to hand off the mic to try and get somebody to sing.
Mm.
He walks off.
Oh, so they're still playing music.
They're still doing an entire song without her, but
wow.
She's not there. So it's so awkward. Like, nobody knows what's happening. So he finishes the song and goes, "Okay, guys, like, we're having some sound issues. We'll be back in 8 minutes." Can confirm, was not 8 minutes.
How long was it?
It was an hour.
An hour?
An hour. The bar, like, they shut the bar so you couldn't get drinks. There was nowhere to sit.
Hang on. So by now it's like 10 o'clock. Were people walking out?
Yes. Heaps of people left. You know, it was so strange because there was no communication at all. Like, it was just an empty stage with
No producer or something coming out going, "Sorry, everybody, we're just having some issues. We'll take your time." No.
There were some guys that came out to adjust the fans that were on the stage, like the actual.
Yeah.
But there was no communication. So they come back on at 10 o'clock. The lead female singer, she was wearing pleather before. She's dressed out of that and she's now in her actual pajamas, like pajama bottoms.
Oh, wow.
And a t-shirt. And she was crying.
No.
She was crying, heavy breathing the whole time, and that was for the entire hour performance as well.
So she kept performing.
She kept performing. I mean, you could clearly see there were issues with the sound because, again, she was taking her. She actually gave up at one point, and in one of her, I think is it Turn Back Time?
Turn Back Time is one of their biggest songs. Such a good song.
When she got to the chorus, she would just put the mic down and just let people sing it. She was just so over it by then.
Do you think that, like, it might have started as a sound issue? But to me, that sounds like she's having a bit of an episode. If you go from your tight pleather outfit and you're off stage for an hour and you come back crying and you're in pajamas, that indicates something has gone wrong. Like, she's not okay.
Well, and especially the rest of the band is trying to keep her, like, up and going, and it just
Why did they make her play? I don't understand. Sounds like she's having a bit of a mental health episode.
Maybe she was like, the people are here to see us. I've got to try and pull through this. She was doing that. Because if she's, if she's having an anxiety attack, panic attack or something, but there's all these people out there that have come to see him. She's probably quite committed to what was going on. I'll tell you what's really interesting. Seeing all of the feedback, you see, like, drama like this happen on these shows, and quite often the time, people who go, "I want my money back. Oh, this is ridiculous." So I'm not seeing any of that. I'm just seeing a lot of, "Oh, poor thing. So much love and support. Like, you know, back her in. We care for you." All of that sort of stuff. So it was clearly, a panic attack or an episode.
I think that was true. Yep. Everyone was that. But I mean, the not communicating to us for an hour while we're standing there.
Yeah, that sucks.
And I suppose, what are they supposed to say? But I'm also thinking now in my head, I'm just imagining all these producers and everyone backstage going, "Okay, how can we get you on? What if you do it in your gym jams?" Like, it sounds like a horrible negotiation, and I'm glad I wasn't a part of it.
All right. Thanks, Shelby.